Blog Talk Radio.
Because you feel some kind of way about it, or it could be that you're not feeling some kind of way, but that could still prompt you to make some decisions regarding the situation, because somebody might be feeling some kind of way and they may be on a different page than you are regarding a situation in which both of you are in it together. So, and we also want to talk about the length of time y'all have been together in other situations that don't have anything to do with you being boyfriend and girlfriend. Me and you, oh baby, just the two. Don't worry, don't worry, don't worry, don't worry, don't worry about a damn thing. It's just me and you. Well, you know how like some people feel like it's okay to get married when you've only known a person for a few weeks, few months. I've known people who did it after only knowing each other a few days. They say, listen, tomorrow's not promised to anyone, and, you know, life is short, and you don't need a whole lot of time to get to know a person. You know, you can get a pretty good gist of how a person is. You know, people show you who they are up front. That's what some people have said. You know, regardless of how many people believe that, I have real life stories of people who have said that. So we can get into that, talking about how you feel about that. Not only that, but other situations. Other situations, does it matter how you feel about that? Job situations. Does it matter how long you've been on a job that where your longevity and moving up in the company is concerned, or your decision whether to leave. You know, I figure if you don't put put a timeline, or if you put timelines on a romantic situation, why wouldn't you put timelines on other situations that involve you also? Like, if you're going to say to a man, if a woman is going to say to a man, if after 2 years you're not asking me to marry you, then we might as well get on up out of here. Well, you probably should do the same thing at your job. If y'all don't promote me to supervisor, manager, upper management within a couple of years, then, well, it makes it a little bit different, though, doesn't it? Yeah. Nonetheless, you are involved in this timeline, and you have set the timeline in other relationships and other situations that you're involved in, so why wouldn't you do that where your money is concerned? Is there a difference between the time that you set for your love, or should I say for your heart, than the time that you set for your money? Well, let's see, because we might got a double standard going on, y'all. We might got a double standard, so we gonna see about it, talk about it, be about it. It's going down right now. It's daily. Let's get it popping. Urban Therapy with Sun 752, and this is daily. Go get a mission show. We do this every single day. Every day it rains, and the DG will do the same. We break it down, baby. Every day it rains, and the DG will do the same. Every day it rains, and the DG will do the same. Every day it rains, and the DG will do the same. Every day it rains, and the DG will do the same. I am your host, Sun 752. A.K.A. Omar with the rrrr. And if you can't say Omar with the rrrr, well, then you just say Omar with the R. It is the Daily Go Get a Business Show, all up in your area. I'm feeling like a real man should, and I hope that you are feeling exactly the same, like a real man or a real woman should, because that's the spice of life and make it feel good. And everything is going to be okay. It's Thursday. We do things the relationship way. So tonight, on the Daily Go Get a Business Show, the length of time y'all have been together, does the time end matter? You know, it's funny, man, because when it's to your benefit, a lot of people will say that the time matters. Time matters. When it's not to your benefit, right, like, it don't matter how much time. I gotta go. You know, I think time matters in all situations. Each and every last situation that I'm involved in, the time matters. Whether it matters in favor of me or in spite of me. For example, the first 12 years of schooling in your life, well, that's what it is. It's 12 years. I doubt if you get to the 12th grade and be like, well, you know, I ain't got to graduate this year. It don't matter. It don't really matter how long I've been going to school. I just keep on going. Like, no. It's a timeline on that. It's a time limit on that. 12 years. Now, you know, some of us have spent more than 12 years. Maybe got left back or whatever. You know, whatever the case may be. But the time that was set was 12 years. People did less than 12 years because they were either academically astute to the point where they got skipped, or whether they dropped out. Like, nope, I'm only doing 8 years, 9 years, 10 years. That's it. I'm out. Gotta go. So time is of the importance in many areas of our lives, whether we choose to acknowledge it or whether we discount it. and push it out of our minds. Queen Monica Davis, what's going on, Queen Monica? It's good to see me. Good to see me. You, no doubt, and you know that is true word. And I see Cherry. It's Cinderella Jane a Jane. Well, it's the woman ain't a day with fame. It's Cinderella Jane a Jane. Well, it's the woman ain't a day with fame. What's going on, Dana Dane? Today. What's going on, y'all? So that's what we're talking about tonight, y'all. Let's get into it. Make sure that y'all hit that like button. Make sure that y'all share the show. Make sure that y'all subscribe to the channel if you haven't subscribed to the channel yet. It is the Daily Go Get a Mism Show tonight on this Let's Get Real About Relationships Thursday. On this Throwback Thursday, we are talking about the length of time y'all have been together. I think this can be a good conversation tonight. I mean, there may be some differences that we have on the table about the length of time that certain decisions should be made. So let's ask a few questions. Let's get a few answers. And if you want to call into the show, I fully invite you to call in. Speak freely. You know this is a no censorship show. You say it how you feel it. You say it. Say whatever you want to say. All you have to do is be a little respectful about it. And I don't mean a lot of respectful, you know. So when I say uncensorship, I mean when I say that is uncensored, I mean it. So if you want to cuss, you want to curse, you want to swear, you can do it right here. For real, yeah. Oh, yeah. If you want to yell, scream, and holler, well, do that shit. It won't cost you a dollar. And I'm not going to put a time limit on the time you can talk. You can go on and squawk. So I says, let's get it popping, y'all. 319-527-6199. That's the number to call if you want to call into the show. 319-527-6199. Yes, you. Ansel Jones says, I need more than 30 days. 30 days to do what? To my marriage? Shoot, I should hope so. You know, even though I've known people who have gotten married after knowing each other for a very short time. Some people say, you don't need a whole lot of time. I want to address the whole social media thing. I've seen some shit on social media. I've seen these posts going around where women, these are posts by women. These aren't posts by men. Well, I've heard women say that men don't need no five years or more to know whether they want to marry a woman. Men have told me, this is what the post said. Men have told me that a man knows within I don't know, I think they said within a few months whether he wants to marry a woman or not. So if he takes years and all of that kind of stuff, that's because he ain't feeling you. That's because he don't want to marry you. That's because blah, 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 blah. And I was like, and to make it more interesting, I saw some men co-sign that shit. And I'm thinking like, I don't know who these niggas are. I'm going to keep it a buck with you. I don't know, you know. But I tell you what, if I was a woman, I would be very wary of a man that told me or expressed to me or showed signs of wanting us to be together forever after only a few months. Like, how many times has he made this decision? How many times has he allowed his inexperience and matters of the heart to govern his actions? How many times has he gotten on one knee? How many times has he gone down to Zales? Going down to Ace and Walnut, Robin's Ace and Walnut, or Jarrett's, or every kiss begins with K. How many times has he done this? You know, that's how I would be thinking if I was a woman. But evidently, women think a little bit differently than that. You know, I don't see anything wrong with wanting to be desired. But one thing that I think gets lost in this situation is the way that a woman feels. Like, let's say a man does make the decision about whether he wants to be married to a woman early in their relationship. Does that mean she's on board with that? And let's ask the question, since there are always more women on board than there are men, how much time goes by in a relationship before a woman knows she wants to be married to a man? Because we talk a lot about how long it should take men, like men are always dragging their feet on marriage. And I'll admit, there are some men who are hesitant about marriage because they're concentrating more on the outcome of a divorce, which I think is the wrong way to go into a marriage. And a lot of men also concentrate on the money aspect. What's going to happen to me and my financial situation should this not work out, or should she be trying to play me and only wanting to get with me for my financial contribution? Even if there are family members involved, like if we have children together, maybe she's still only doing this for the money. Get me all crazy on child support. Mess me up on spousal support. Take my house, my cars, get half of my salary, that type shit. Well, if that's the way you're going into, if you have those types of worries going into a marriage, then marriage is probably something that you should really hold off until you are way, 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 way more secure and comfortable. But that's what I'm thinking. How long does it take for a woman to decide that she wants to marry a man? Since the thought is that men are normally dragging their feet on the situation, how long does it take a woman before she's sure? If people believe that most men know within a few months or less whether they want to marry a woman or not, or whether they want to be with a woman for the long haul, well, what about a woman? Because I've heard women express that. I've known women who have gotten into relationships because it was just something to do. Like they was just sort of feeling the person around, like, all right, you know, I ain't really feeling the bull, but he all right. So we going to go out. We going to do a little something. We can do what lovers do, but I'm not loving right now. And I might not love this one. He's sort of like a placeholder. I mean, people may say that that's wrong, but I think that you have a right to feel how you feel. You ain't always feeling somebody beyond, you know, sometimes the physical, or sometimes beyond the, well, let's just say for a long length of time. What's going on, my girl, Danine Super, Queen Danine Super. What's going on, my good to see me some you. And Sucre Jetoi, Sucre JTX, what's going on, my? And she says, I don't know that there's a time frame. Depends on the person. Now, see, that's a logical answer. It depends on the person. So I'm thinking that if it depends on the person, it probably depends on the situation too. And is somebody behind you pushing you, urging you, encouraging you, or actually putting time frames on you? You know, straight turning the hourglass over, like, all right. When that sand goes out of that hourglass, you better be ready to put the ring on this joint. Or you better be ready to go to the altar with me. So, how long is it before a woman knows? We've all made mistakes in this area. Let's just keep it a buck right there. We have all made mistakes in this area. We have all, you know, prematurely dedicated ourselves to someone in a situation where we sat back and thought, like, yo, what the fuck was I thinking? I really should have thought that when I waited, that when I listened to somebody that was talking to me. But no, I decided to run ahead and just start getting busy on it. It happens. It's human nature. Your heart, you know, somebody starts pulling at your heartstrings, and you feeling some kind of way. You got the goosebumps. Quack, 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 quack. You know, you start feeling that. You know how you get around with somebody, you so in love with them, whatever. You try to be the picture of perfection when they come around, not just in your physicals, the way that you look, but in also the way that you act, the things that you say. You know that you're in love when you start watching your mouth, because you might be the type of person that don't really do that. But you know shit is real when you start watching your mouth, baby. Watch your mouth. You are the one that's known for mouthing off, for saying whatever you got to say, for speaking your truth, for letting it fly. You're known for that shit. But in this situation, you be like, I think I'm a wait. I don't think that is what I should say. I think that I really should wait. I think I should think before I speak. I think I'm going to be them next week. I think I'ma chill. I ain't gonna say that shit. I ain't getting ill. I'ma let them talk. I'ma listen this time. I am different this time. Well, yeah. When you start watching what you say, yeah, you know it's real. When you the type of person that normally teases a lot, and you decide, nah, I ain't gonna do that. Yeah. When you start being afraid or hesitant to make mistakes, when you're normally the type of person that doesn't care about making mistakes too much, yeah, you know it's real. So, ladies, talk to me. How long does it normally take? How long does it normally take before you know that you want to be with a man for the long haul? Whatever the long haul means to you, whether it means marriage or whether it means like y'all going to be together for a long time, no matter what, on y'all way to being married. How long? Give me some examples, y'all. Give me some examples. Let me see what we got. Carol Chamber, let me favorita. Carol Chamber, me favorita. And so Jones says, my 6 year in the military, I decided I was going to do 14 more. Okay. Well, 6 years in, I think that's more than enough time to know whether you want to, hey, I'm sticking a job or not. And there's so many benefits to retiring in the military. Yeah, you just can't, you can't beat it. You can't beat it. Retiring from the military is, that's a sweet deal. That's a sweet, sweet deal. Because unlike other jobs, first of all, you can retire after 20 years, full retirement too, full benefits, I believe. Correct me if I'm wrong on that. But full benefits, plus you can go and work again. Other jobs, you lose the benefits if you decide to work again. Not the military. Like, shit, you put this time in, you good. Uncle Sam says so. Okay. Carol Chamberlain says, and Omar, some women, not all. Of course, not all women. Of course not. Of course not. Carol says, I ain't saying she a gold digger. She's so modern. She always be knowing, you know, current music. Well, I mean, it ain't current now, but, you know, I mean, she down. All right, Cherry says, you can't be afraid of marriage. I think you know within 6 months or less, you can feel it. You know if you connect mentally, spiritually, and emotionally, and physically. Wow, 6 months. Interesting. So that's more consistent with what women were saying about men. But I'm thinking like, well, how can a woman say that a man knows? Right. I mean, that's not going to apply for all women. So let me see. Carol Chamberlain says, I think women are more free with their emotions, some confused infatuation with love. I'm just saying. Okay. Robin Ming says it takes time to know the person. I'm just saying. Some people, Yeah, Rob, I think what you think, but some people think that the time is less than a year. That's enough time. I'm like, how long did it take? When people say this, I be wondering, how long did it take them to get to know themselves? I don't know, man. I don't know. I never take for granted that I know a person within 6 months. And maybe knowing a person I never think I know a person in less than a year. But maybe for some people, a year or really knowing them, maybe that's not a requirement. I guess if it's from a personal standpoint, it doesn't really matter how much I know them. It's about how I feel about them and how much love I have for them in the time that I have known them. Maybe. And so Jones says, the ironic thing about it, I put my reenlistment papers in before I was injured. Wow. Okay. T. Carrie Wright says, I'm the wrong woman to ask this question. Maybe we'll learn a little bit about that. And so Jones says, we can't laugh about it. I mean, we can laugh about it since I'm in great condition. Word. TK Wright says, I don't have white picket fence dreams. I have dreams of peace, laughs, and good sex. Sounds legit to me. Sounds legit to me. Robbie Ming says, by his character. It's all about how mature he is. And if we click. Okay. And so Joan says, the benefits transfer when you retire. Okay. Robbie Ming says, I give the person at least 2 years. Okay. Stacey White says, oh, that she's not feeling well today. All right. Well, I hope, you know what I mean? Go ahead, do what you got to do. I hope you feel better. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to you. Blessings and prayers. My man Lawrence Sakel is in the house. You know what I mean? L Dog. My man Earth is all up in here. What's going on? My brother from another. Yo, I said my brother from the other. Yo, I said my man's from back in. Yo, what's going on, my brother? You know what I'm saying? Good to see me some you. Nars Hill says, today, on Let's Make a Deal, a brother had the option of going for the car or getting an expensive bag for his wife. After second guessing himself, he went with the bag. Wise decision. Interesting. No way I would have went for that bag. I'm like, shoot, I mean, that ain't nothing I'm trying to win. Fuck out of here. It have to be a bag full of money. Design a bag? It must be crazy. Okay, Sucre Jutois says, I've been proposed to a few times and none was within a few months. Interesting. Okay. All right. And she says, I don't know that there's a time frame. Depends on the person. Okay. And she says, being in love doesn't always equate to marriage. Okay. And she says, all I can say is when you can't see yourself without a person together forever. Okay. Denise says, first you need to know if marriage is what you want. I'm sorry. First, you need to know if marriage is what they want in life. A lot of people don't know how to ask that question and agree to date to see if it can really go to the distance. That's what's up. Sucre says, I believe you never fully know a person until you live together. There's no way that can't be right. There's no fucking way that can't be true. There's no way. But maybe some people don't require that, but they're going to have that awakening. If you don't live with a person, Like, I don't care if you, if a person stays over your house like five, even six times a week, until they do not have another residence to go to for refuge or just in case y'all not getting along or if they need space, you ain't going, nah, you gonna find out the real truth. Because when a person does not live with you, they do not live the way that you live. They will adhere. They may complain about the quirky things that you like in your home or the way that you do things or even the way you act, but they will write that off as, but it's your shit. So I'm a concede. But when it's y'all shit, oh yeah, that's going to be different. When they can't go back, even if, let's say it's a situation where y'all both have your own place, but their place is better than your place. You would rather spend time at their place than at your place. So you go over there most of the time. You always over there. Got the key there. You come and go as you please and all of that. It's still different. Because notice, their place is better than your place. So what's going to happen when their place is your place too? Will it still be better? Will it be as good? Will you contribute to that? Or will you see what it takes to make their place better? Okay. I'm feeling that one. Wait a minute. I gotta scroll slow on this joint. Fudge. Come on. All right. Denise Super says, 6 months to a year, level of maturity required. The desire has to be there on both sides. Okay. Okay. All right. Good answers. Good insight. Good answers. Good insight. You know, a lot of good ideas, good feelings. Now, each person is different. That's why, you know, I think it's so interesting on social media how everybody tells each other how they supposed to live. You know what I mean? People living their lives by memes and shit. This is your meme life. Just like this meme said, and it's so true. Yeah, a man don't need no year or two to decide whether he wants to marry you or not. He know whether he's feeling you like that within the first few months. No, the fuck he don't. He might think he does. But why aren't you suspicious of him if he can make that decision about you? You know damn well he don't know you like that. You know damn well that motherfucker ain't even seen your real hair yet. Yet he's ready to make... I mean, just keep it a buck. He ain't seen you. He has not seen you in your natural state yet. He ain't seen you without a weave in, man. He ain't seen you without a weave in. Yet this man is ready to marry you? Okay, some people say, well, I mean, oh, you know, that's just physical stuff. So what, he hasn't seen you without a weave? Then he don't know you. He don't. He don't know you. But he's ready to make that move? A nigga like me gonna be like, yo, we going swimming. And you gonna actually swim. How about that? I'm gonna see your hair unless they done made some weave so fly that you can learn to swim with the bitch in your hair. Bust that. No. We not going to go put your feet in the water. I'm going to teach you. Oh, I know you don't know how to swim. I'm going to teach you. I'm good at it. I'm going to teach you. Yeah. Yeah. I'm going to give you a wave board. You're going to learn how to kick your legs. You're going to learn how to cup your hands. I'm going to teach you how to backstroke. Yeah, I'm going to teach you how to wade in the water. I'm going to teach you all of that shit. I'm going to teach you to tread water. On the deep part. Yeah, no, you're not going to. Nah. Nah, no. Anybody can swim in 3 and 4 feet. We going to the deep end, 10 feet. I can't feel the bottom, neither can you. You're going to only be able to go down there after you learn how to swim, and I got you. You can trust me. Lifeguard is going to be right there. Don't worry. I ain't going to let you drown. He ain't going to let you drown either. You know what I'm saying? But you're going to learn how to swim just so I can see your fucking hair. Because that's some trust is going to go out of it. Going to come with that, and we will be closer together. We will get to know each other then. But how you going to tell me I haven't even seen your real scalp? You seen mine? You know, yeah, but oh, I never seen you with hair. I got pictures, ma. I got pictures. Matter of fact, we can do the George Jefferson thing for 8 weeks. That's all it would take, like 8 weeks. I have a bush around the sides and shit. That would be interesting. Imagine me rocking that. But real shit. Real shit. How is it that a woman would not be wary of a man, suspicious of a man that's ready to make that type of decision within only a few weeks or a few months? Huh? I ain't seen your real hair. I ain't seen you without makeup. I haven't seen you when you're not on go. I haven't seen you in a surprise moment, like I just roll up on you. You know how it is. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, somebody catch you out there. You know, just like, hey, mama, hey, yo, hey, what's up, baby? You know what I mean? You know? Caught you chasing down the trash truck on trash day. You ain't have time to get right. You in the robe. You know what I'm saying? You know how it is. You know, a lot of y'all women, y'all sleep naked and all that kind of shit. You catch a woman, she chasing down the trash man. You know, she ain't at her best that day. You done caught her natural. Yeah, you might have seen her naked before, but you ain't see her naked and stinking. You know, I'm talking about when she sleep by herself. You know how it is. You know how it is. You sleep by yourself. You ain't all perfumed up and all of that shit. You smell them sheets that you've been sleeping in by yourself. Oh, okay, yeah, that's a little musty. A little musty. You ain't had time to get that shit together, did you? I know how I be. Now, certainly, if he fuck with you after that, which he certainly should, you know, but when he gotta catch you on your non-Barbie days. He gotta catch you being revved. Catch you being rev, you know? Catch you in them, you know how a lot of women douche. You know, they're a little sensitive about their own little vaginal odor. It ain't because they stink, but they are oversensitive about it. You know, some women don't think pussy's supposed to have a smell. They just don't think so. You know, so they be massing, gilling, and summer's eving themselves to death, drying this shit out all crazy. But I said, but women like that ain't ready. They ain't ready for a surprise sexual encounter. They ain't ready. So he catch you between days. You know what I'm saying? Let's go on a read a reg. Why won't it let me wave to you? I'm trying to wave to you. I'm going to just have to wave to you. What up, Rita? What's going on? But yeah, he caught you on your days where you ain't had time to decorate the pussy. You know what I mean? That's real shit. You ain't had time to shave that shit up. You know, after the year 2000, no women had no hair on their pussy. You know what I'm saying? So, you ain't had sex. You might have been abstinent. Or lonely or celibate for a few months, years or whatever. So you ain't had no, nobody wasn't getting all up in your house. So you wasn't decorating your house. Your house wasn't freshly painted. You ain't fixed the awnings on that shit. The porch is a little fucked up. You know what I'm saying? You step on the porch with them floorboards loose. Four floorboards loose on the porch, baby. Yeah, he caught you out there. I'm like, oh yeah, You smell like women actually smell when they haven't, you know what I mean? And it's a little farce going on down there. Yeah. You look like you could be in an old 70s porno. You remember back in the pornos in the 70s, nobody had their shit shaved. Everybody had a Sunni on their dick and pussy back in the 70s. And the pornos, you know, remember that that music back in the pornos? It's Throwback Thursday, right? You know, remember the music back in the pornos in the 70s? Yeah. Now, if he hanging with you then, now you know it's a little bit more genuine. But you not going to be suspicious of a man So crazy, that's why I said chill. I'm chilling. I don't know what you're talking about. But if you're not giving a person a chance to really get to know you, but you're satisfied that they are satisfied with the little bit of you that you have shown them or withheld from them. Denise Super says the same could be said of men. Oh, I know. That's my whole point. That's why the show is called The Length of Time Y'all Have Been Together. It matters. It matters. People say that it doesn't matter, but it does. Knowledge takes time. Wisdom takes time. Knowledge and wisdom take time. You don't know everything today. It takes a series of todays and tomorrows and next week, next month, next year, next decade. And wisdom is how you process what you know. That's what wisdom is. Okay. All right. My man Jeff Hawkins is all up in the house. What up, Don? What up? What's going on, my dude? Hold on. Y'all taking what I'm talking about? Personal. Hold on. This is crazy. Chitois says, y'all would be broken up. Hold on. Oh, you talking about if I try to teach him how to swim, they be going to be like, nah, you ain't going to see this shit. She says, my sheets ain't musty, damn it. Yeah. I'm just saying. Denise Super says, living together is not a requirement. It may not be for you, and it's not a requirement for anybody. What she said was, you don't really know a person until you live with them. I second that. I co-sign that wholeheartedly because I know. I've lived with a chick twice. And that shit in there, yeah. It's a whole different ball game when they can't go home, when y'all get into an argument and ain't nowhere to go. Oh, you got to deal with this. Oh, yeah. We'll see how you going to deal with it. Nah. Ain't no back to your apartment. We don't talk for a few days. Ain't none of that. You going to work that shit out right here. It's only one bed in here, too. It's only one bed. Oh, God forbid their children involved. Y'all them blended families. Oh, yeah, it gets real. See, if you've never lived with anybody, you don't even understand this conversation. It's a whole different conversation. And I understand. I totally get it. I totally understand. You know how until you really understand something, you really don't understand it? You know, it's sort of like, okay, people in Philly know how a real cheesesteak is supposed to taste. Not that bullshit that they be showing during the Super Bowl and other championships. Oh, yeah, this is Philadelphia, the home of the cheesesteak. And, you know, such and such got signed to play for the Sixers and for the Eagles and for the Phillies and for the Flyers. And look, they're going down. They're getting their first cheesesteak. So we're going to this cheesesteak place. We're going down to Jim's to get a cheesesteak. And be like, get the fuck out of here. People who don't live in this city do not understand what a cheesesteak is supposed to taste like. So people who live more than 100 miles away from the city think they know what a cheesesteak tastes like, but they have not been in the city and tasted one for themselves. So you know, whatever you've been eating outside of the city, you're like, yeah, these Philly cheesesteaks, these are the best Philly cheesesteaks in all of Indiana. And they might be, but that cheesesteak ain't going to taste shit like it do here. So in Indiana or somewhere like that, they're not going to understand that the cheesesteak has everything to do with the bread. It's not just chopping up some steak and putting some cheese whiz on that shit. We don't even eat that. What a cheese whiz. Nobody does that here. That's tourist shit. Only tourists eat cheese sticks like that. We put the cheese on the beef while it's frying with the fried onions cooked in and shit. And the bread has to be by Omarosos. It's not a fucking option. Other ways. But my point is, you will not understand that unless you have experienced it. So all of those delicious cheesesteaks you've been eating in Indiana, when you get to Philly and eat one, you will be like, God damn, this shit good. What the fuck? Yeah, you didn't know that till you got here. It's the same thing as living together. It ain't the same. It ain't the same. You thought you knew them until they didn't have nowhere else to go. You thought you understood them until they couldn't look away, go away. You only thought you knew. So the people who have lived together and then have gone on and got married, oh, yeah, oh, that's real. Oh, that's real. There's a deeper level of appreciation that goes on with them. Shit is real, son. Shit is real. But people who have not done that do not understand it. And I understand that they don't understand. Not only that, but people who live together understand a little bit more about timelines than people who haven't done it. Now, granted, there are people who live with everybody that they ever get with. Everybody that they ever fuck with, they move them in. And some people be moving them in fast. Like up in Milwaukee, where my people live in, them chicks be moving niggas in with the quickness. They meet them at the club on Saturday night. They be living with each other by the next Saturday night. Real shit, right hand to God. So I'm like, y'all, what the fuck? And when you ask them why they moved like that, they be like, well, because I like the thought of coming home to my man. They like the thought of coming home to their man. And I don't think y'all understood what I just said. You know the reason that they're coming home to their man? Because they work and their man don't. They bout that life. So a lot of those niggas up there don't work. They don't bring home the bacon unless they sell drugs or some shit. So these bum ass niggas be getting these shit to sponsor them. They move in the crib within a week or two or a month. I'm like, where y'all come from? Hey, up there, it's a different world. But you wouldn't know that if you don't go there. If you haven't gone there and seen it, like, yo, this is really what y'all do. They'd be like, yeah, it is. And these ain't all bum chicks, and you know, but they lonely. And this is the pick of the litter. Okay. Craig Jutois says, personal hygiene shouldn't be about a man. I'm just saying. I hear you. Okay. Denise Super says, you must spend time to take time, though. I agree. When you live together, you can't match that time. Living together puts even the smallest of things on front and center. Yep, yes it does. Dushy Amor, what's up, Ma? You won't let me wave at you either. I'm just waving at you. What's up, Dushy Amor? Good to see you, Ma. Hold on. All right. Denise says, I'm not disagreeing with the statement. I'm saying that's part of the journey in marriage. It's why a level of maturity and perseverance is needed for marriage, but convos have to take place prior to. Yeah, well, if you think that a certain level of maturity is required to get married, the level of maturity that it requires to live with somebody is right there. Boy, is it right there. Because when you playing house, yeah, it don't get more marriage than that. There's nothing that marriage is going to give you that living together ain't. And if it does, that means they was holding out the whole time y'all was living together. Because it's about expectations. Okay. All right. What we saying on the YouTube side? All right. What we got? Lawrence Eagle says, back off the weave, son. No, it was just an example. For real. It was just an example. But it is something that you have to take into consideration. If you're not comfortable and trustful of a man, that a man will want to be with you if he sees the real you, the natural you, that what they call the naked truth. The naked truth. If a man cannot deal with you organically, like with what God gave you only, it ain't time then. It ain't time. And if a man won't show you the real him, it's like this. It's like when you have sex with a woman and she don't really want to get undressed. It's like, and there are plenty of men who try to fuck a chick and don't want to show his dick. Yeah, it happens. That nigga shy. He dick shy. Right. I'ma just manage. Look, when a man requests to turn out the lights, shorty, you better keep them lights the fuck on. If a man wants to turn out the lights, don't go ahead. Don't go along with that shit like, oh, good. Now he won't see my rolls. He won't see my stretch marks. No, you better turn that light the fuck. You don't know what the fuck he... Yo. 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 When he says, yo, turn off the light, you better do this. What you mean, turn off the lights? He said, nah, turn off the lights, baby. No. Nah. Show me what you got. That motherfucker better be, listen. He better be willing to do some shit like this. If that motherfucker running around like this, Hold on. That nigga, he running, he getting out the shower with some, you know what I mean? Yo, what kind of nigga wears, yo, would you cover your titties? Women I know don't even do that shit. What the fuck you hot, nigga? Fuck you. Yo, you better turn the light on, shorty. If he want the lights out, you better turn the lights on. But your insecure ass probably like, nah, fuck that. Next thing you know, I mean, you just never know. Shit, he might be hurt. He might be hiding a herpes sore or some shit like that. He might be. Just keep it above. Don't do it. Don't let your own little insecurities
keep you from finding out the truth. And you, look, y'all can be mad at me all y'all want, man. Shit, that was a jewel. That was a jewel. I might have just broke a man code. It might be some niggas like, yo, oh, why you do that? Why you just do that? Shit, they need to be done. You bitch ass nigga, what the fuck is wrong with you? Be out here burning shit. What the fuck you doing, son? Nah. Nah, son. Nah. We not. I don't care how little your dick is. You go ahead and rock that shit like you got baller dick. Like, my dick's so big, there's no way I can have money. That's how you gotta act. Nigga, y'all got me tripping today. But yo, yo, but yo, shit is real. Mona Garris, what's going on, ma? What's going on? It's good to see me some you. Let me see what y'all talking about. Let me see what y'all talking about over here on the YouTube side. TK Wright says, a dude is going to have to see me in my Sealy braids. And that is out of the way. Do you still want me? Yeah, well, shoot. I'd be like, well, look, if you're going to be Sealy, he better be Mister. But hopefully he a little better than Mister. You know what I'm saying? You might want to mix a little Suge Avery in your Mister. Get a little compassion and shit. You know what I mean? Actually be able to have an orgasm and shit. You don't want him to be like the real Mister. You don't want him to just get on top of you and do his business. Don't get on top of him and do her business. Don't get on top of her and do your business. She got on top of me. I did my business. She got on top of me. Not just... I got on top of her, and it was like, oh shit! I got on top of her. I said, oh, this don't normally happen. I got on top of her. Yo, this don't happen. I swear it's the first time. I said, I got on top of her. My bad, babe. You know, just give me a few minutes. We'll be. I said, I got. Okay, let's keep it moving. Let's keep. Yeah, and yeah. Hold on. My chat just opened up on the YouTube side. What we got? Jeffrey August says yes. The whole different kind of animal living together versus visitors. Yeah, no doubt. And Jeff August says Amoroso's is a must. It is, but you don't know that shit. You don't know that shit out in Illinois. You don't know that shit. Darnell said cheese whiz, yuck. Look, he from Ohio. He know better than that. Like, nah, man, that can't be right. It can't be right. Robbie Mink says shaved sirloin steak makes a good cheese steak. Okay. Darnell says living with and taking long road trips together will reveal the real you. Yes. Yeah, you in a car a long time with a person, especially if they ain't driving right. You know what I'm saying? Ansel Jones says, South Korea food killed all expectations of Chinese food. I felt like I was cheating when I came back to the States. Wow. Emily Dunlap says, you need to try and fix that. You haven't been able to wave on IG. It let me wave to some people. I got to figure out how come it doesn't let me wave to everybody. Now, maybe if a person comes in and then they dip right out, maybe it blocks the wave. Like, don't wave at them. They ain't even here, son. They wasn't representing. But I don't know. Okay. Narcel says, furniture shopping, interior decorating. Yep. All of that shit is on blast. All that's on blast, TK Wright says. Actually, living together, long road trips, and putting IKEA furniture together are the true test of a relationship. Well, I got to be IKEA furniture. I'm not buying that Lego furniture no more, man. You bugging with that. Fuck IKEA. TK Wright says, okay, wait. No. Jeff Hawkins says, great point, O. Love me for me. No doubt. And he should. And she should. It's the naked truth. Don't trust a nigga that's trying to, you know, cover up his whole body coming out of the shower with a towel. Matter of fact, don't give him no towels. Make sure he ain't got nothing but a washcloth. And he try to make a loincloth out of his washcloth. I move for dismissal. I move for dismissal. Jeff Hawkins said, turn the light on. Hold on, y'all. Hold on. No, it says that Carrie Wright, not following instructions. Woo. Oh, yeah. Sherry said, Teddy said, turn off. Teddy said, turn them off. Turn them off. Okay. All right. We having some fun here. Make sure y'all share the show. Make sure y'all subscribe to the channel if y'all haven't subscribed to the channel yet. This is the Daily Go Get a Business Show. I'm your host, Sun752, a.k.a. Omar, with the and we're talking about the length of time y'all have been together. If y'all didn't know, that's what we're actually talking about, the length of time that y'all been together. You know, does it matter? Does it matter? Does it matter? I'll tell you when it should matter. When money comes into the conversation. Like, you know, you only been dating somebody for a few months and you all hot and heavy for them and shit, but they ask you to borrow some money or invest in them. Huh? You want to tell me that it don't matter how long y'all been together? Oh, yeah? It don't matter how much you know them? Oh, yeah? Okay. When he burned you out of that $5,000, you tell me if it mattered how long you knew him and how much you knew him. Turn them off! And get closer. Near. I wish we could play music on this show. If you two wouldn't bang me for music, man, it'd be on. All right. Kelsey, Emily, I can't. He's stupid. I'm just saying. Because Emily said, get your friend. Look, I'm just trying to help. I want to see y'all be all right, man. You know what I mean? I ain't going to let my go-getters fall by the wayside. We don't do that. You know what I'm saying? Men, you got to have big dick confidence. I don't give a fuck what you working with. You got to have big dick confidence. Everybody knows what you working with physically. Well, the person in the bedroom do. You know what I'm saying? But you got to move right. Sniff some cocaine. You know, it'll make you think your dick is big as shit. It'll be big. It'll make you think that your dick is bigger than this microphone. You see that microphone? Like, look at the girth. Yeah. Go ahead. Sniff a little coke. Don't get addicted. Matter of fact, skip the coke. All right. Jeff Hawkins says, you on a roll, man. I'm on the floor. It is what it is, my brother. You know what I'm saying? Because, look, man, I mean, it's too much fronting going on out here. That's why when I hear people say that it doesn't matter how long you've known a person, come on, man, I ain't trying to hear that shit. I ain't trying to hear that. Of course, it doesn't, the timeline or time frame doesn't have to be the same for all people, but don't tell me that time doesn't matter. It does. It does. Because the amount of information that you have matters. How can't it? How can't it not matter? It does matter, Mr. Cato. And Mr. Cato. And so Jones says, some dicks swing, some not. Nothing you want to put out in the streets. Hey, look, what happens in the bedroom between a man and a woman? That's on them. But if you are alone with somebody in the bedroom and you don't get a chance to see them, that's on you. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you might have to pull a power move. You know, when they get undressed, they get under the covers, go ahead and hide their clothes. Yo, I think I told y'all about this shit one time. Picture it. 1996. I was messing with this chick. Now, honestly, me and her didn't get along too well. She was a little, she wasn't really my type, but I was giving it a shot. Anyway, to make a long story short, this chick got out of my bed and took the sheets with her. I was like, what the fuck you think this is? What is this, like a TV sitcom? She was a little joint, a little skinny joint. She was small, thin, short and thin. She got out of my bed with the sheet wrapped around her. I was like, what you think this is? What you think this is, a romantic comedy with Meg Ryan in it or some shit like that? What, Hugh Grant? Is Hugh Grant? Drew Barrymore in this bitch somewhere? I was like, what the fuck you doing? She's like, I'm going to the bathroom. I was like, why do you have my sheet wrapped around you? Oh, because I was like, you know, I got a robe. I mean, if it's that deep. But what the fuck are you doing? Like, we just got finished. Like, what do I seen you. I mean, you know, back then, I was a little insensitive to that type of shit because it was stupid to me. Like, hey, yo, ma, I seen you. And guess what? I'm good. But after that, I wasn't really good with her no more. I was already on the fence. But she had control issues. Now, it sounds like I had control issues, but I'm not telling you all the type of shit that she I was like, honestly, ma, you're not fly enough for all of that. Like, you got to make me think like, yo, yeah, I think I better try to do this. You know what I mean? It's your, you know, top notch. It wasn't, you know, like, you 87 octane, you know, you got to at least be like 89 plus. You give me the plus. Give me some plus. Now, I don't mean to sound all shallow about it, but fuck it. All right, yo, Shirley Sherrill, the world's most precious and greatest pearl in the world. Shirley Sherrill, the world's most precious and greatest pearl in the world. What's going on, man? I got to see me some of you. Let's get to see me some of you. What you say, sucre, je toi, what say you? She said, where's the report this page button? Yo, you got to chill. Don't play them kind of games. She said, I'm going to make it rain on them. This shit is, yo. She said, you really need to chill. I was chilling. She said, you get on my nerves. Yo. Yeah. She said, the hiding the clothes story. Look, fuck it. Snatch the sheet. Hell yeah. Yeah. The fuck out of it. Fuck you. Yo. It's my good linen. Wrapped around your little skinny ass. Fuck out of here, shorty. Fuck out of here. We're going to get to the naked truth. The naked truth. N-E-C-K-E-T-T. The naked truth. The naked truth. The length of time y'all been together. 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 Now trust is an issue. And since and if we're going to talk about trust, the length of time y'all been together is definitely an issue. Now, sure, sometimes you connect with a person so fast and so easy that, you know, you feel like you can trust them from the beginning, and they may reinforce that. I do think it's important to be with somebody that will keep your secrets for you. I think that that's very important. You know, both ways, you know, you have to give that and have that reciprocated. because once you can build the bond of trust, that's a real thing. You shouldn't have to find out that you can trust somebody by testing that trust. Like in the case of you've only known somebody, you know how many women have been scammed out of money by these little slick ass gigolo niggas? You know what I mean? He wines you and dines you and dick you down all good for about two months or whatever. Now he got his hand out. But yeah, you know, I just need a couple of thousand dollars to get back on my feet, or I need to do this thing. I'm gonna invest in this thing and it's gonna pay back. I pay you back within 2 weeks when I get the money. Lying. So when somebody plays you that way, when somebody does you dirty in that way, you gonna tell me that it doesn't matter how long y'all been together? Really? Really? It's obvious that you were feeling them. So the way that you felt about them is not in question. But evidently the way that they felt about you is in question. You see what they did. You see what they did. They did you dirty. Dirty. So dirty. He did that so dirty. And you wonder why some women have really, really bad trust issues, or they have this cynical approach to dealing with men and thinking that they ain't shit because their trust has been broken. But what they don't tell you is that they trusted too fast, too easily, too freely. You ain't got to do that. Take your time. Baby, we can do it. Take your time. Do it right. We can do it, baby. Do it tonight. Jeff Hawkins says, hiding the clothes though, shaking my damn head, crying over here. Look, man, fuck it. If you hide her clothes and make her show herself naked and she stay with you, yeah, y'all might have a little something there. Might be all right. Y'all might got what it take. Y'all might got what it take to be together. Gary Chamber says, back then, man, chill. I'm not like that no more. Y'all don't know how much I swear to God I've grown, man. I've matured so, yo, y'all don't know. Like, remember earlier in the show, I was saying, you know, you really know when you digging somebody, when you start watching your mouth and you're not the type to watch their mouth. I know what it's like. But before, I didn't know. I didn't know to do that. And I was like, man, fuck that. Say how I feel. Because when you're younger, you think that it's so important to say how you feel. And it is important, but it's also important to mitigate yourself at somebody else's feelings. It's not always about how you feel. But you have to learn that. And sometimes you learn that the hard way. So, Nars Hill says, let's go back pre-internet. You met someone and exchanged numbers. A couple of days later, you get a call, and the first thing they say is, what you doing? Like you're supposed to know who it is. Click. Yo, you are so right. And, you know, chicks used to play games like, you don't know who this is? How many people you give your phone number to? Click. Fuck out of here. Bugging. Unless you really did suspect who it was and you ain't really want to let her go, then you play the game a little long. Like, well, I don't be giving my number out to nobody. From the sound of the voice, it sounds like somebody who's like brown skin, stands about 5'6", real pretty, you know, had on an orange shirt and a brown skirt the other day. No, it ain't her. Yes, it is. Okay. Jeff Hawkins says, Nars, yes. and to be damn serious, as if you're supposed to know who they are. Mm-hmm. Tip Hogan says, you want to rush in, but reality gives you a pause. Hidden behavior disorders. Yeah, man. Carol talking about something so mature now, laughing my ass. You know what, man? Y'all just not, y'all don't give me smoke. You know what? I don't know what, you know, we've been together for years. We've been doing this show for years. Y'all been following this show for years. And, you know what I mean? You know, I don't think that it's fair. I don't think that's fair. So Crazy Twa says, nah, they're on to the whining and dining. Okay. Straight to the begging. By the way, that's not the way you spell whining. Whining is W-I-N-I-N-G. You said whining like, well, they might be doing that in dining. I'm hungry. All right, y'all, let's do these birthday shout-outs. Let's get on up out of here. Make sure y'all hit that like button. Make sure that y'all share the show. Make sure that y'all subscribe to the channel if you haven't subscribed to the channel yet. Tomorrow night, I'm going to tell y'all now, tomorrow night on the Daily Go Get a Business Show, we're going to talk about the way a woman's ego works. Remember the other night we talked about a man's ego? You know what I'm saying? That tomorrow we're going to talk about a woman's ego. A lot of men don't really know how a woman's ego works. They may see it in motion, but they might not really recognize it as being ego. They may think that it's something else. You know what I'm saying? So your woman is kind of jealous. You don't realize that it's her ego. You think that, you know, it's something else. Because you're so busy trying to fall in line with your weak punk ass. It's all good, though. But that's what we're going to talk about tomorrow. So, ladies, I need y'all to get y'all weighed up. Get ready to call in tomorrow because I'm not a woman and I'm not going to be speaking for y'all. Y'all going to have to come through and represent tomorrow. Tomorrow on the Daily Go Get a Business Show, we're going to talk about the way a woman's ego works. A woman. See how the ego works. Woman. See how the ego works. Woman. See how the ego works. The ego. They said, shut up. Spell check did it. What you doing needing a spell check? What the fuck is this? Yeah, punk ass Facebook keep reminding me. You can't post for 29 days. I said that you can't post for 29 days. You cannot post for 29 days. Fuck y'all niggas. Yo, fuck y'all niggas. I'm going to read off these birthday shout-outs. We have some birthday shout-outs to do. Some people were born on this glorious. May 20th, and they deserve to be acknowledged. So let's go about our business of acknowledging them and making them feel special because they are special because they are special because they are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They get number one out the box, Lisa Omoa. Lisa Omoa turning 40 years old today. 40. She got a 40 in her hand. She got a 40 in. Bow, 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 bow. You's a fully grown adult now. Word up. And also go get a Angela Hawkins turning 52 years old today. Happy birthday to you, Angela. And also Cindy Vincente Rivera turning 46 years old today. And also Marsha Alfred, happy birthday to you. And Tawana L. Jones turning 38 years old today. Happy birthday to you. And Claudine Jean turning 25 years old today. Happy birthday to you, youngin. And Miss Didi Monroe turning 43 years old today. And B. Rivas, good peoples right there. My girl B. Rivas. And also Makeda Hughes turning 39 years old today. Yay, 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 yay. And last but not least, Catrice Whitsett. Happy birthday to you. I want to say happy birthday to all of you and anyone else out there who shares this birthday on this glorious May 20th, anywhere out there in the world, worldwide, internationally, and universally. All of y'all go ahead and turn up, but don't turn up too loud. Just turn up loud enough so everybody can hear you. I rock out, rock on it, do the damn thing, rock out, rock on it, do the damn rock out, rock on it, do the damn thing, you do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings, you do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings. Good things happen to those who wait. Great things happen to those who grind, and anything can happen to those who go for theirs. So go hard, go for yours, and remember, man, listen, the length of time that y'all been together means something, because I'll tell you one thing that we didn't even cover tonight. When it's time for you to move on, especially if your relationship has progressed to marriage, When you're thinking about divorcing or separating, something like that, the length of time that y'all have in is going to come into question, because you're going to wonder if this is the best decision to make, especially if y'all have built a family together, y'all have children together. You're going to just go ahead and make a snap decision to divorce somebody that you have been with for 15 years, good years, bad years, and different years, crazy things. Back to hell and back and all that kind of stuff. So because you're going through some kind of midlife crisis or something like that, you're going to just be quick to throw it away, knowing that you have felt that way in the past and you have come back from that, knowing that it hasn't always been their fault. Sometimes it's been your fault, and they were the type of person that smoothed you out. And what about if it's them who want to leave and not you? But nonetheless, it's a situation where there's a separation and a divorce pending. You gonna tell me that the time that y'all have been together is not gonna matter? I think it will. I think it has to. I think it must. So yeah, the time that y'all have in, it matters. It matters. The same way as if you were on your job, if you were on a job and they've been trying to pay you the same salary for the last 10 years. You ain't got nothing to say about that? You don't feel no kind of way about having no progression? Oh, yeah, maybe you have something to say about that. But you gonna tell me that in a relationship that you're with, the decisions, the life-changing and altering decisions that you make don't depend on how much time y'all have been together? Well, I think you better check that. See about that. See about it. Be about it. Know about it. You know that. We're going to say go about it. I want to thank y'all for coming through, man. I appreciate me some, yo. I said, I want to thank y'all for coming through. I appreciate me some, you. Tomorrow night, don't forget, man, we're going to talk about the woman's ego tomorrow. So hopefully we end this week off with a bang. I don't think that we're going to do any shows this next weekend because I have to work this weekend. I don't know my hours yet. I'll find out my hours tomorrow. By the time we do the show tomorrow, I'll know my hours. But more than likely, I'm not going to be able to do the show. So, let's get Blog Talk on up out of here. And by the way, man, peace to all my day ones, my everydays, and my brand news. I love y'all to death. Resuscitate y'all. I love y'all back to life. Love is love on this Throwback Thursday, no doubt.